This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, and I am your host, Zainab Askari. In this program, we do a roundtable discussion on the very interesting topics. And today also, we're going to discuss one of the very interesting topics with two of the very special guests. I have with me Siddique on my left side and Fatima on my right side. I would want you guys to introduce yourself. Let's start from Fatima.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My name is Fatima Peabody. I'm from Southern California, U.S. I've been here in Qom this time a little over 5 years. I studied a little bit at Jamatul Zahra Hawza. Since then, I'm just teaching a little bit of English conversation classes here and there and just attending lectures and my own kind of self-study, enjoying the Qom life.
Well, thank you, Fatima. Nice to meet you. How are you, Siddique? Let's know something about you, too.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Siddique. I am from the UK, specifically London. And I've been in Qom as well for around 5 to 6 years now. And I study in Bint al Huda. My field of specialization is Fiqh and Usul, which basically deals with jurisprudence, the nitty-gritty of how the rules are derived.
True. So nice to meet both of you.
Thank you.
All right, so today we'll discuss about a very interesting topic that everyone is talking about, that's trending all the time, that's love. Siddique, I'll start from you. What's love?
Okay, first we need to know the difference between love and lust.
And infatuation.
And infatuation.
Yes,
exactly.
Wow.
What
attraction,
we usually,
so many things.
Yeah, so what love is sacred. You know, Allah talks about love in the Quran. He talks about loving the Prophet and Allah will love you. You know, he talks about mawadda. He talks about the verse where the Prophet says, I do not ask of any reward from you apart from love for my family. Mm-hmm. Love is sacred. Love is what is between you and Allah. Even that love can be projected in your family. Like Allah says, when you marry, I will come and put love and rahmah within you.
Wow.
So love is sacred. Lust is not. Lust is required in a relationship, in a valid marriage relationship. That is absolutely important. But apart from that, when we start crossing the barriers, then it's no longer sacred. But then today, with the word love is used so loosely, the people have lost the real meaning of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we see again Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the whispered prayers of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, one of them is the whispered prayers of the lovers. And he goes into this whole conversation with Allah, explain to him how much I love you.
That's
true
love.
If I find you, why would I want to go to anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Imam Hussein as well, right? And Karbala, one who has found you, what has he lost? And one who has lost you, what has he found? Those are absolute descriptions of true, pure love.
Yes,
I'm not saying love is restricted to between you and Allah. It's there with it, but Allah instills that love within your family as well.
Yes, yes.
That's why it says, if you marry, I will give you that love.
True.
And that's why marriage, which is based on the pure foundations that Allah has spoken about, alhamdulillah, many marriages go on to have very successful futures. Yes, some marriages are not successful, but there are reasons. And inshallah, those can be worked upon.
Yeah, and we have also in Surah Maida that if they love him, he loves them too. And yes, we have that. You said love is sacred. I really agree with that. And in India, again, I'll go back to India. In India also, they say, yes, love can be sacred, but the love that is being, advertised so much, that is being shown, is not the true love. And the sacred one, love, is given a different term that's called as ishq. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
I would want to ask you, Fatima, since you're from California, what is love?
First, between the servant and Allah, and our love for Ahl Bayt al-Islam, all of those really the spiritual things, number one. The first true love is between us and Allah, and if we can, to the Prophet and Ahl Bayt. But I think a lot of people, especially in the West, they're so confused because there's just so much emphasis on attraction, infatuation, lust, just getting what you want right away. I think with true love, it takes time. You're not going to get a true love, you know, you just talk to the person for a few days and then boom, let's get married. That's attraction and lust and infatuation and admiration too. I think there's a lot of sisters, as myself, my problem in the previous marriage. Admiration, like intellectual admiration, like you're so amazed by their intellect and
you're obsessed with someone.
Yeah, and he's studying perfect, even though he's not a native speaker. These are intellectual admirations and infatuations. This is not a true love.
All right.
So I think it's very, very rare. It's very, very rare. That's why divorce is on the rise. The U.S., it's like more than 50% of marriages end in divorce, even among Muslim, non-Muslim, because they don't understand. No, they don't really understand what is the true love. You know.
And talking about U.S., we have so many single parents.
Yeah.
We have so many single parents or they're like, maybe after having a kid, they realize that they never loved that person.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is happening so
and
much.
And having a child with somebody, it's kind of like you have a, unless you're going to, God forbid, abandon your child.
Yeah.
You're going, even if you're living separately from the child, you're always going to have a certain connection. If the person is suffering from all kind of, you know, mental illnesses or other thing, and you cut off, still, you know, whenever you see the child, obviously going to remind you. So having a child with somebody, it never finishes that connection until the child grow up and whatever. But it still doesn't create how you can have 10 kids and live with somebody 50 years and still not have a true love. It's not going to. The true love comes from Allah. And I think only Allah, it's a kind of a blessing from Allah. He only instills it in you. And then I think also it's happened to a lot of people that I know, and I just know about it, that it starts off after our connection to Allah and that true love. If we had, I know this from psychology and reading and experiencing, if we had healthy caregivers in the early childhood, because the girls develop faster than the boys, if as women we had in the early childhood from, they say around the time of 3 to 4 years old to 5 years old, your personality starts forming until you reach the balagha age. If you had a caregivers who were loving to you, expressing love to you and parenting you correctly, especially the mother and the father both, especially girls need from the father, then you develop that self-esteem and love for yourself, then you're going to be more able to recognize. It's easier, I think, to see, even though some people that had that still have hardship, but I think it's a little bit easier than those who didn't have it. You don't have a love for yourself, then you're going to have more danger later on. You got to be careful for that and choosing the correct partner, spouse.
Choosing the correct. Yeah.
There's a very interesting point that you mentioned about love and relationships, children and everything. What I do want to sort of point to is that some people, and this is unfortunate, but it does happen, especially in some marriages, some relationships, abusive relationships especially, the husband might say, I'm hitting you because I love you. Please don't be fooled. That's not love.
Wow.
Right? If anyone is in an abusive relationship, you need to take help, right? And often love is misused in different dimensions, right? Someone might mistake lust to be love, and someone might stay in an abusive relationship under the pretext that they're love.
Manipulation.
You said someone might mistake lust as love. We have girls growing up who, unfortunately, I know most of them, get least care from home because of I don't know, anything can be the reason. Like maybe the parents are not expressive all the time, but parents always love.
And mother the father always has to father love has the to daughter be, like, correctly
everyone,
or she's going to have issues.
I don't say that.
Yeah.
Parents don't love their kids, but it might be the problem of expression. Sometimes
expressing
parents
their love,
are not able to express their love to their kids. And when these kids grow up, and someone
outside
comes in, tells in their teens them, I love you. And they straight away get slipped. And as you correctly mentioned, that they take lust as love. How can they be protected? I ask you, Siddiqa.
Parents need to express love to the children. You know, I know I can understand how it can be a bit difficult for men, especially men who are not very expressive. Mm-hmm. But there's some very good techniques, like when you're talking to a child, mm-hmm. especially those in the toddler years, lower yourself to the eye level. Yeah. When you're talking to them, lower yourself so they feel they're on the same page as you.
Yeah.
Then you start to build a connection with them.
Mm.
A child will always come and tell you, and you know, even if they're joking, they might come and tell you, "I love you."
Yeah.
Respond. Even if you're feeling a bit shy, it's okay. Respond. Respond. Let the child know you are there for them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times as well, you know, children, they might act out at home.
Yeah.
And some people suggest, now I'm not giving a general blanket sort of statement, but mm-hmm. in some cases it does come up because they want attention.
Yeah.
Attention in the form of love. You know, just a hug. You can't say, "I love you." Hug the child.
Yeah.
Touch the child. You know, let them feel that you're there for them.
Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, where we are having a roundtable discussion on love. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family, said, "Tell your wives in the Uhib book, I love you." And most of the men, especially men, are so much least expressive. God,
yeah.
I'm done with these men. I mean, my brothers,
all the men parents, I know. It depends on their parents too, how they raise them.
Yeah. And I think there's one more thing, you know, women are most expressive. They sometimes get gifts and they get, I don't know, flowers for the husband. They get so many things for the husbands. But then, does this husband really need the gifts?
No.
Or does he need power? What do you think?
I think he needs the respect and to feel that he's needed. Because the biggest problem, I think, in the Western culture and then all these countries over here, especially the youth here, they're trying to copy the West. Everybody's so excited about the West and I want to go study abroad and they want to copy the Western culture,
mm-hmm.
is that the woman is like this so independent and she can get a job, she can earn the money, she can earn even more than him and do everything, take care of the kids, take care of the house, take care of the bills. So then what's left? Like if she's doing everything, you know, and then cook and clean and like everything she's doing, then what is he going to be there? Just to come and like pay for like a couple of little bills and then like, okay, you know, he has to feel like he's needed and he has to feel like he's respected in the house. And I think that's one of the biggest problem in the West. They're not respected. They just feel like, okay, what's the point of me being here? You know, just have some babies and bring a little bit of pay a couple of bills. What else am I here for?
You know, well, I think that respect is a problem both in the West and in Asia as well. Yeah. I come from India and I know that people are so much hungry for this respect that they sometimes even misuse that respect. They so much downgrade women. They think that she's just like they consider her as a slave, while Islam has given her a very, very highest positions, like I must say sometimes somewhere more than men. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the show. We came to the conclusion that love is sacred and lust is something that is sometimes misunderstood as love. There is infatuation, there's admiration, there is lust.
Emotional manipulation, love. Using people for money and other things. These are all different.
These are all different things and we need to understand what is real love. And we have a request to the parents that you love your children. We know that. But express that love, because if you're not going to express that love, maybe someone telling them outside, "I love you," will get them dragged to some other track. So be expressive. Everyone who loves their loved ones, their partners, their children need to express this. Expressing love is really important.
And I think people should get a little bit of counseling too before getting married, not just getting married so quick, you know?
Yeah, so counseling is important. Knowing people is important. Knowing each other is important. Thank you so much, Siddiqa. Thank you so much, Fatima. Thank you so much for being with us. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. This was Back to Reality. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رزقك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أما rise again let us see daylight again once again.